welcome to another episode of Tech at Work with CNBCTV18.com, the show where we talk about emerging trends and technologies. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Now, Gartner has identified top 10 strategic technology trends that organizations need to explore in 2019. In last week's episode, we covered five of them: digital twins, immersive experience, augmented analytics, empowered edge, as well as autonomous things. Today, we're going to continue our conversation with Partha Iyengar of Gartner and find out what the other technology trends are that we should keep our eye out in 2019. Partha, thank you very much for speaking with us.
I want to start with blockchain. There was a lot of hype in 2018 surrounding cryptocurrencies, which were enabled by the blockchain technology. So walk us through why blockchain is a part of your trend to watch in 2019. What can possibly be the big use cases that we should expect in this year?
Blockchain, very simply put, is the ability, you know, to kind of put it in layman's terms, is the ability to for two unknown entities to have a trusted relationship with each other. Whether those two unknown entities are two companies that want to engage with each other as part of a supply chain connection, it is a bank and its customer, or it's in the future two things that want to engage with each other but in a fairly secure manner. That is essentially where blockchain is being used. The trouble with blockchain is that when it first came out, it was overhyped as the solution to everything under the sun, which is why there is, you know, in boardrooms and at CEO levels, there's a tremendous amount of skepticism on blockchain being the answer to every problem. Having said that, if you set aside the hype, there have been fairly interesting blockchain implementations in a number of different areas. The whole area of smart contracts in terms of the contractual relationship, again, between two entities, whether those are two people, two companies, etc. We see a tremendous amount of production implementation of blockchain. Of course, the most well-known implementation of blockchain is in the cryptocurrency area, though the current implementation in a la Bitcoin is not what we presume will be the future of cryptocurrency, but blockchain will continue to have a strong role to play in cryptocurrency. Again, from a supply chain perspective, many companies are now looking at blockchain to say, if we need to engage with a supplier that we don't have a long trusted relationship with, how do we ensure that the relationship is remove the risk in the relationship? Again, another area where blockchain is being used. So we are in fact creating a library of blockchain use cases and case studies that have actually been implemented. So I would say that it is going to gain momentum in 2019. There was a Chinese client of ours. Interestingly, this is a bank that operates only on WeChat. If you look at what WeChat is, it's a combination of WhatsApp, Paytm, and a number of other social platforms all put together in one. It's the strongest social platform in China. This bank just uses that social platform's capability in order to provide its banking services. But in talking to their management, they said it's when we leave the WeChat environment that we are concerned about security and risk. And an example that they were looking at the use of blockchain was in international remittances. So when you do an international remittance, you're actually leaving the secure confines of the WeChat environment in interacting with another bank. And what they were doing was actually creating their international remittance capability on a blockchain platform, which provides the right level of security for that transaction. So yeah, there are a number of examples that will continue to expand as CEOs start to kind of dig through the hype and say, where is the real use of blockchain?
What about digital ethics and privacy? Because people are increasingly concerned about how their personal information is being used, both in the public as well as in the private sector. What should we expect in 2019?
I think that this is probably the most muddied area of the whole digital business revolution, in that the privacy concerns that have been raised, with the Facebook issues, with the Analytica issues in the UK, etc., And if you go even deeper, this notion of, and it kind of connects to the augmented analytics issue we talked about, where as companies start to use individual data in ways that the people say, hey, you have no right to use the data in that manner or draw that conclusion from your use of the data and then reach out to me even to sell me something that I may value. So the whole ethics and privacy in Gartner, we use a highly technical term called the creepy line. The problem with digital ethics is it's very easy for a company to cross the creepy line and get to a point where it's unacceptable use of private data, and that's going to gather momentum. So again, I think the clouds around digital ethics and privacy will actually increase in 2019 before we start getting any answers.
Okay, what about smart spaces?
So smart spaces are where, again, a combination of different technologies. So if you look at, I'll give you a quick example just that will make this hopefully clear. If you look at the future augmented car that is able to query an intelligent parking lot in the vicinity to see if there is an open space available, and in the future, and we actually painted this as a scenario in our symposium last year, that the augmented, the autonomous car will drop the person off and then go find its parking spot by querying the parking lots or other buildings or the parking spaces in the area and going and finding it an empty parking spot, its ability to even block a parking spot before it actually goes there. The city of San Francisco is actually doing this today, not with autonomous cars, but with smart spaces, where you have the ability to book a parking spot even as you're driving in to downtown San Francisco. And they did this to actually decongest the downtown CBD area, because in their analysis, they found that 20% of the traffic was people driving around to find a space to park in. So that's a simple example of what a smart space will be in the future, where things are able to communicate with each other, and because of that communication and the smartness embedded in it, are going to make decisions in an autonomous fashion that humans have to do today.
Okay. Why should enterprises start learning about quantum computing? Because right now this technology is still in an emerging state. It can only reach a mature stage, not at least in the next 5 years, according to your report. So what is the significance of quantum computing?
So the significance is that the first quantum computer that comes out in production and in scale. And in fact, interestingly, just yesterday, IBM announced that it has created the first standalone quantum computer. They haven't announced plans to market it as of yet, but they have created this. It has moved out of the labs, and it's now a physical computer. The significance is that once you have quantum computing as part of enterprise capability, it actually wipes out everything we know about computing, in a somewhat extreme manner, but which is not very far from the truth. It wipes out everything we know about computing up until this point in time, in terms of what you can do, the capabilities that it'll create, the risks that it'll create. So we're already talking about, along with quantum computing, quantum cyber risk is something that will have to go hand in hand. So it's actually creating a completely new chapter of computing when quantum computing becomes a reality. And it will upend not just enterprises, how enterprises function, how they deal with their customers, but even how governments, how security is handled, how issues like terrorism and borders, et cetera, are secured. So this is why, because of its wide-ranging impact, is why it's creating such a buzz in terms of the focus around quantum.
Okay, and finally, AI-driven development.
So AI-driven development is where, in the simple way to think about it is embedding machine learning into the programs that people are creating, which means that that if you look at the most visible or what people will probably be aware of. If you look at the the algorithm that was able to beat the world's leading chess player, the machine that beat the world's leading Go player, and Go, which is a Chinese game, is, or Korean game, is orders of magnitude more complex than chess. What allowed that to happen is not a human sitting and teaching it all the possible combinations and moves, but machine learning built into the program so that as it played, it actually became more and more intelligent, and the pace at which it increased its intelligence was how it was able to outplay the human. So AI-driven development is now, we are talking about taking what has been this esoteric, you know, game-playing examples into day-to-day programming, where the programs of the future will have machine learning embedded in it. So for example, someone building a transaction, a program to do inventory management for a company. Today's inventory management programs are very deterministic. You have to program that if A and B happens, then you do C. The future inventory management programs may have the AI-driven capability built into it that says, that may still have if A and B happens, do C, but will have the ability to learn on its own to say that, you know what, we seem to have A and D happen more frequently, and if A and D happen more frequently, it seems to be similar to a situation where I've been asked to do C, so now I will actually do C when A and D happen simultaneously as well. I'm kind of oversimplifying it, but it's these kinds of machine learning embedded rules that where the program is able to draw conclusions that the developer did not envisage at all is really what we mean in a simple, at a simple level, by AI-driven development.
Okay, just one final question. Which of these technologies were introduced or trends were introduced for the first time in year 2019? They were not there in the prior years?
So I would say the quantum computing, the empowered edge, and smart spaces as a combined thing are the three that came up in 2019. And the reason, for example, we added quantum computing is when we talk about top 10 strategic technology trends, we identify those things that we believe are imminent or close to being imminent, so really the next 1 to 3 years. So that's why in the past we haven't had quantum computing on these top 10 trends, but we believe we are at a point now where that trend is going to be imminent in the next 1 to 3 years, which is why we've put it in the 2019 list.
Partha, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for speaking with CNBC TV18.com. We'll be back with another episode of Tech at Work. Thanks for watching.